I want to take a moment to tell you about Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee believes that every cup of coffee you make should be your best ever, no matter how you take your coffee. Launched in 2018, Trade Coffee unites the nation's top roasters, including some in Nashville, directly with drinkers, offering 400 plus roasted to order coffees so fresh they don't exist until you say so. This company has really opened my eyes to everything coffee can be, and in the process, turning me, who was a regular coffee drinker, into a coffee lover. Listen to these coffee subscription perks. Access a handpicked selection of 400 plus coffees roasted around the country and personalized just for you. Automatically receive discounted pricing on curated coffees plus free shipping always. Adjust your coffee, update order frequency, go from hot to cold, or switch to decaf. Pause or cancel at any time. Lastly, sit back and enjoy. Their coffee is roasted to order and delivered at peak freshness direct to your home. So, are you ready to unlock your coffee rotation? I want to share a special offer with my listeners. If you sign up for a coffee subscription as a new customer, you will get your first bag of coffee for free. Yes, free. All you need to do to get started is go to 99%localpod.com/coffee.
Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey there, podcast family. Welcome to another week of the podcast. This week brings us to episode number 53. Whether you're a new or longtime listener, each episode, me, your host, Chris Green, am bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, business owners, authors, musicians, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they're doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week's guests are Casey Maples and Jeremy Fike. Since 2020, Two Heads has been smoking and blending hand-picked peppers into a variety of hot sauces. Casey and Jeremy are just two good-looking bald dudes from White House, Tennessee, who have turned their pepper addiction from passion project to booming business. Combining their unique personalities, which you'll find out about, and skill sets, these guys are fusing smoked peppers from around the world to create the most unique flavors. These guys are selling their hot sauces online and are also popping up in many local businesses, which they are partnering with throughout the Nashville area. So whether you're a pepperhead or not, I think you're really going to enjoy this one. So let's get right into it. Here's my conversation with Casey and Jeremy from Two Heads Hot Sauce.
Thanks for the invite. Thanks for finding us and inviting us on here.
Definitely. And I apologize. You know what? I don't check my podcast email as often. And I saw you had shot me a message that you guys were going to be in Franklin, I think yesterday. I'm like, oh man, I missed it.
Oh, it's all good. Casey and I were talking about that last week and then I just completely forgot. So I emailed you pretty late on that anyway. So it's all good, man. We had a good day.
Cool. I want to talk about that a little bit too. So, it's funny. We got three bald guys sitting here. So, we already have something in common. So,
yeah,
well, we can't add a third head. Relabeling would cost too much.
I'll leave the hot sauce to you guys. So, all right, Casey, Jeremy, I'm excited to have you guys on. You know, you advertise yourself as two good looking bald guys that started a business locally crafting and bottling hot sauces. And, you know, you guys say it's some of the best. So let's find out. So you guys are up in White House.
Yes.
Is White House known for anything? You know, the only thing I remember when I moved down here is it was like rated one of the best places to raise a family or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty quiet city, but yeah, I mean, it's known for the old stagecoach that was here. That's how it actually got its name, because I was like, yeah, when we moved here, I was like, White House, Tennessee, that's a weird name for a city. And there was a stagecoach, and this was a major thoroughfare into Nashville from the north before.
Well, interesting. Yeah, I think you guys are like straight north of Nashville, same distance I think I am, straight south, so...
That sounds about right. What put it on the map for us when we were looking to move here about 6 years ago was White House has a finalist from American Idol that is from White House. And so when we were looking, we were living in Milwaukee at the time, and we already knew we were moving to Nashville, and we didn't know anything about any of the surrounding communities. But I remember seeing Clark Beckham on American Idol, and he was from White House, Tennessee. So that literally put it on the map for us.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know if that's claim to fame, stagecoach worthy, but it's close.
Yeah. It's,
maybe.
It's pretty close. You know, I was actually on American Idol.
Oh, hey.
No, I'm just kidding.
Casey said he was getting ready. He said he was on American Idol. It wouldn't surprise me. I've known this guy for like 2 years, and I always find out more and more stuff that he can do and that he's known for.
Really? You were really on American Idol?
No. Lord, no.
All right.
I'd get kicked off. I could go on there, but I'm sure that I wouldn't go forward at all.
If you're entertaining enough, you'll at least pass the first round or whatever. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go on a tangent here, but there's like two people there's a guy from Franklin and a woman from Columbia on there right now. So,
wow,
it's crazy, cool. But it is Nashville. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's dig into this. I hot sauces in the U.S., it's exploded, you know, I don't know, as long as I've known, and there's no signs of slowing down. The market's filled with tons of selections. And there's always a story for all these hot sauces you see. And obviously you guys have one. We're going to dig into that. But, you know, what out of all those hot sauces that are out there, you know, what sets them apart, really?
Man, I would say, I mean, you know, just... The difference between hot sauce, I mean, really depends on a lot of where the peppers are sourced from. You know, you get a lot of, I mean, there's so many pepper varieties. And, you know, hot sauce traditionally was single pepper, vinegar, maybe aged. Now people are doing blends and adding fruit. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on with hot sauce that you never seen before. Before it was just, you know, like Tabasco or or Louisiana hot sauce, you know, just the plain stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now you're seeing this breakout of all these flavors. And I mean, we're even into it. We're doing blends and, you know, doing all sorts of stuff.
It's a little bit like, it's almost like craft beer too, in the sense that there's become like a following, right? Where people will collect hot sauce and they're sort of a, get the biggest collection, find the spiciest out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you don't see that with all condiments, right?
Right.
It's this like you sort of want to be an aficionado of something, and hot sauce happens to be one of those somethings. And we've kind of found our way into that craft space in a way through these blends that Casey mentioned that's been really helpful for us.
Well, and what's really helped us here lately is, I mean, there's so many new pepper varieties coming out. I mean, like the Carolina Reaper, that's a man-made pepper. You know, all of these new peppers that we're getting and just the reach of importing stuff that's coming around now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned a condiment. So is a hot sauce a condiment, a seasoning, or a salsa, or all three?
It's, I mean, not a salsa, but definitely a condiment and a sauce.
I think, and I'll say too, I think for us, like ended up becoming a really big part of our strategy, is that people, we use the word condiment just because there are some hot sauces and some people that won't put hot sauce on everything. But if you get a good wide spectrum hot sauce, you can put it on everything. It's like a condiment.
Well,
that's been one of our biggest testimonies, is people that are like, oh, I don't really care for hot sauce. And you see them sitting over there drinking it. I mean, they love it.
We've had a ton of people that are like, oh, I don't really like hot sauce. And I mean, and we turn them around because it's not just about the heat. We actually try to do flavor profiling. And we were talking yesterday when we were at Cool Springs Wine and Spirits there about pairing it with wine, you know, how people would do that. I mean, the whole food scene has grown drastically of pairing, you know, new things with wine and other foods.
Yeah, I want to talk a lot about what you're getting into here, but let's kind of take a step back. And, you know, one of you, I don't know which one you mentioned, you're from Milwaukee originally.
Not from there, but we lived there 5 years. I'm originally from Texas, so 5 years up there was plenty long enough.
Casey, I mean, where are you originally from, and what brought you to Nashville?
Well, I'm originally from North Alabama, and you know, we just kind of moved up to Nashville. We'd been looking for a move to get out of the Huntsville area, and you know, a lot of it was state tax driven. And then employment opportunities are just greater up here. There was a whole lot more work in the area.
Yeah. Were you doing voiceovers? Because it sounds like you could do voiceovers.
I've heard that before. No. Me and my wife both accepted jobs up here and came up, and we work in the healthcare industry.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, how did you two meet then?
We met at church. Yeah.
So we were being confused, getting confused for one another at church. Actually, the first time I went in there and he was visiting our church. We had been going there for like 2 years, and somebody said, I was checking our kids in the nursery, and somebody said, "Hey, I think your brother is in the sanctuary." And I'm like, "Oh, really?" Anyway, you know, and so it was just kind of funny. And then at one point, I think Casey's wife was in Sunday school or something, and Casey mm-hmm. had gone in without her, and it was in the sanctuary, and somebody went over to her and said, "Hey, your husband's already here. He's in the sanctuary." And it was actually me or something. I forget. Now they got us confused different times.
Even our kids have mixed us up whenever we're out and about.
Yeah, it's
pretty funny. Yeah, us bald guys, we all look alike.
Yeah, and we got the beards and everything too. So there's a lot there.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So you guys aren't making sauces all day every day. Maybe you're trying to, or you'd probably like to. So, you know, what do you guys do by day?
Well, I mean, you know, you said not making sauces every day. It honestly is every day we do hot sauce business.
We're doing it. Yeah,
we literally do that just about every day.
At least something, you know, where we're at this point, you know, we're focused a lot more on strategy and growth and sales and marketing as opposed to, you know, blending peppers and that kind of thing, which is where we started. But yeah, we both have, you know, pretty good full-time mm-hmm. careers, actually. Casey's in healthcare and I'm a professor at Belmont full-time, and I teach in corporate communication. Then I also own a leadership development and consulting firm, and then a hot sauce company.
Wow. Well, let's, you know, you guys said you met at church, and I'm guessing a friendship formed from there. Like, what, why hot sauce? How did that come about? Kind of tell me the story.
There's actually a good story. Yes. So, originally when we met, you know, we both have an interest in craft beers as well. Mm-hmm. Well, we started kind of making craft beer, and then one night we had drank some beer, and we both enjoyed hot sauce and spicy food, and we started buying hot sauce from, you know, a place in Nashville, and drank a few beer, and I was like, I bet I could make better hot sauce than this, and our beer wasn't very good. So
we had no intention on selling beer. We were just making it, drinking it, and kind of like, you know, craft/crap beer.
It was fun to do, so. We made a small batch, and I was like, you know, hey, let's try this out. And we imported some peppers from New Mexico, some Hatch peppers, and made a small batch. And we were like, you know, we can sell it at church, or, you know, friends and family will buy it or whatever. And man, then it just blew up from there. I mean, we got some to a local guy that owned a coffee shop and restaurant up here, and he tried it, and he's like, man, we want to carry this. And I was like, uh-oh. We have to get legit,
right?
It went so fast. I mean, it was like some of it was part kind of, you know, born out of COVID and quarantine. We weren't hanging out a whole lot last summer. We started brewing beer before COVID, then summer passed, and it was like Casey brought over a first few bottles of three or four that he made, and I said, this stuff is really good. I think we could make it and sell it. And then probably from like day five, you know, it wasn't day one or day two, but it was pretty close. Mm-hmm. I was like, we got something. And we, like you said, we had to get legit fast because people were just going nuts.
Yeah. And I mean, from that first start, I mean, I know I mentioned this earlier, but this is where we got into getting with peppers that other people don't use. I mean, i.e. the Hatch pepper, nobody sees that here. And I first tried them in New Mexico driving through last year. And I was like, ooh, this would make a good hot sauce.
And the thing about it too, I'll give Casey props on this. He's the chili scientist. I don't know I can't cook anything. I don't know anything about food or what foods go well. I can just put hot sauce on everything, and I always have, being from Texas. So he gets credit for the blends, and he, you know, all the recipes are made up. He's like, oh, I think that would go well with this. And I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
So, well, you mentioned peppers. I know literally nothing about hot sauces. I know what's too hot for me to eat and what's not. So, you know, yeah. I mean, talk to me about peppers. Like, what kind of peppers do you guys use for your hot sauces? You know, how many different kinds actually are there? Do you use all of them?
Oh, it's, man. So one of our most pepper diverse ones is the Music City. It's actually got four different types of peppers in it. Going from Anaheims to Fresnos to jalapenos to habaneros that are all in that sauce. And, you know, it's just that blend of that we use peppers to create the flavor and mess with it. We manipulate the heat level by putting a milder pepper in, which, I mean, I'm sure you know about jalapenos, right? Or poblano.
Right.
And we've messed with poblanos a lot because there's basically no heat in a poblano pepper, but we'll use it to cut the heat of like a serrano pepper that we put with stuff.
The flavor is great on those. So yeah.
I mean, it's just fun. I mean, and it's all experimentation. I mean, you know, we buy these peppers, we'll order, well, we call it a small order. We'll order $400 worth of peppers and mess around with them and figure out a new recipe based off of it. And,
yeah, I think the other thing too, that makes it a big, like a big differentiator for ours is that we smoke the peppers. So that's, there's smoky hot sauce, which we have, but we smoke it and we also put sweet in there as well. So you get kind of a sweet smoky. That's a signature in most of our sauces. And that'll help with, even if you get a real spicy, like what's the hottest one we made is probably had one with Reaper. We've made some reserve batches that had Maker's Mark in it and
scorpion peppers.
And even those, kind of our primary goal is what we call heat you can taste. So even the absolute hottest sauce we have still has a good flavor to it. Because there's some hot sauce that's the flavor is hot, and we wanted them where you could really taste it.
Well, we actually had somebody yesterday, and she was like, "I'm heat sensitive," and she tried one of our new ones. It's a peach peri peri, and it's a hot sauce. I mean, it's up there with habanero level heat. And she was like, "I don't really do hot." And then she kept on sticking her finger in the cup and licking her finger. And I was like, "Do you want some bread?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "This is hot, but it's so good. I don't want to stop eating it."
Yeah.
I think if
you were a little marketing plug there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think if you were to lay out, you know, all we've made probably about 8 different hot sauces. We have 4 that we make consistently now, but across all, we've probably got 15 different peppers in those.
Oh yeah.
Across the spectrum from poblano, the mildest pepper, all the way up to the Reaper and scorpion peppers. So we try to, like Casey mentioned, kind of do the blend thing. That's a unique piece, is a blended smoking, smoked peppers.
Yeah. Our biggest idea with this is to get people into it. One of my favorite things. I mean, this is what I actually see regularly, and I'm excited whenever somebody says, "I don't really like hot sauce." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I've heard that so many times. Can you please try it?" And they're like, "You know, I've never had anything like this. This is exciting to. And then I actually have ran into several people that we've turned them into hot sauce people. I mean, we've made them addicts.
Yeah. You mentioned smoking peppers. Is that like smoking meat? Is it the same process or totally different?
No, like, it's the same exact process, basically.
Can you talk to me about that a little bit? Let's geek out on this smoking these peppers a little bit. How's that work?
So, basically they'll go in, like a large turkey pan, is what peppers will get smoked in. And we'll clean the peppers up first before you smoke them, because after they smoke, they do, just like meat, they tenderize as they cook, but they smoke on a very low heat. Whereas on meat, you'd obviously get the temp up. We'll smoke at about 170 degrees whenever we smoke them. And, we'll smoke the salt with them as well. So everything pretty much gets smoked together. The garlic, the salt, the peppers will all get smoked at the same time. It's a lengthy process. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. I mean, is that the normal process when folks are making hot sauces, or that's just one technique
that's a unique thing to us? As far as I know, there's not many smoked sauces out there.
Probably the one that most people would probably recognize would be like the Tabasco Chipotle flavor. It has they have red Tabasco, green Tabasco, then Chipotle Tabasco. Chipotle has a smokier flavor anyway, but that one's like a smoked sauce.
But
it's a pretty unique, and I think probably the comment we get a lot is it's smoky, but it's not like overwhelmingly smoky, right? Like you get a good flavor, but if you don't like smoked, you would still like this, right?
Well, and that's the thing with a pepper. You have to be careful about how heavy you smoke it, because, luckily we're in the day and age of electric smokers where it's pretty easy to adjust your smoke level, but vegetables and peppers can take on a whole lot of smoke flavor really quickly. So it can be overdone. There's a lot of babysitting involved whenever you smoke peppers.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. How hot is too hot for a hot sauce? I have no idea. There's a rating system, right? Basically,
there is. Yeah. There's a loose rating system. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called the Scoville. I mean, you know, that's kind of the scale is the Scoville scale.
Okay.
So like if you kind of lay out the peppers we talked about earlier, you know, your like pure capsaicin, which is what they make like pepper spray and that kind of stuff is 2.5 million or something like that.
It depends. There's some higher than that. There's, you know, synthetic oleoresin capsicum. That's, I mean, super hot. And, you know, I mean, it's, just to give you an idea, I mean, there's people that eat Reaper peppers and they're 2 million.
Okay.
To 2.5 million. And a jalapeno, a good, you know, decently medium hot jalapeno is 5,000.
Habanero. Serrano could be 70. Habanero could be 200. Depends on.
And that's the thing. I mean, you can have a jalapeno from one plant and it's 2,000. And then that another jalapeno from that same exact plant can be 5,000 to 6,000. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of variation in it. But I mean, so as far as rating bottles, a lot of people will see the flame mark on the bottom of a bottle or, you know, and that's kind of, it's a guesstimate. And we kind of, you know, estimate our heat level based off of that. But, you know, some people can have a 5 and it'll, and I can't tolerate it. And then there might be another 5 that you can tolerate.
Yeah.
So, but what's too hot? The answer to that is nothing is too hot to some people.
Yeah. And it is kind of, that's, you know, and I'm one of those where I like a lot of heat, and I, for a while, was collecting to try to find the hottest thing I could. We don't really that's not really our goal is to make, we have a hot sauce and we'll eventually have a hot sauce. That's a 5 out of 5 right now. The highest we go is 4 out of 5. But there are people if you get on some of these, you know, some of these groups on Instagram and Facebook where they have, you know, people just, that's their goal is to find the hottest thing they can. So, yeah.
Yeah. So has a hot sauce ever killed anyone that you guys know of?
Has a hot sauce ever killed anyone? It could. I mean, there's a lot of regulation in hot sauce. We have to be FDA cleared on each one of our sauces.
Yeah.
Because it's an acidified food, which it can contain botulism. So there's a lot of regulation in cooking hot sauce. You have to be at a certain pH level, you know, and then we have to follow, you know, hot bottling protocols. There's a lot that goes into that. And all of this has to be recorded with the FDA and registered, and they give you a registration number on each bottle of sauce that you, or, you know, each recipe that we do. And we have to follow this, you know, stringent makeup. So, yeah. Probably more people have been killed by their wives with hitting them upside the head with a bottle of hot sauce than they have eating it.
That's a good point. If you see some of these hot sauce collections online, you could see where they would cause some conflict because this is crazy. People have entire refrigerators just for their, you know, I'm talking like full stand up refrigerators for hot sauce.
And talking about that, that's another, you know, fun thing about getting into this business. I realized that there's not a snobbery or discrimination between hot sauces. You know, it's not like, well, I only like this type of hot sauce. I mean, if you like hot sauce, I mean, we even buy other people's hot sauce. Yeah. I mean, we have gobs of our own, but, you know, that's the thing about it. It's just so fun because it's such an interactive community of people where they just want to try new stuff.
And supportive.
They might have a favorite, but I mean, it's just fun. I mean, it's not like ketchup or mayonnaise, you know. And I have my mayonnaise. And I'm not using any other type of mayonnaise. But it's not like that.
There's a lot of love and people are really supportive. I mean, there's enough to go around as far as sauce. And there's just a lot of companies out there that are doing it. And there's a lot that are doing craft, but there's still some differences. There's a lot of distinctiveness, too.
Yeah.
That being said, ours is the best hot sauce.
Well, let's talk about that.
I'm just kidding.
He's not yet. Well, yeah. We might be biased just a little bit, but no. But we do try a lot of different ones too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. Tell me about all the different types that you guys make.
Man, so kind of we have two staples, and I just say staples because they're the ones that we started making from the beginning. One is called this is like a 3 out of 5 on the heat level. It's called PS Heat. The PS is for Poblano and Serrano. So Poblano, Serrano were kind of the two stars of that one, but it also has jalapeno peppers in it. And we called it PS actually because it's like when you first have it, it's smoky and sweet, and then PS, it kind of hits you with a little bit of heat at the end. PS Heat is a green verde sauce, which we call that one our conversion sauce. That's the one that people say, I'm not a big fan of hot sauce, and they try it and they love it. Uh-huh. I mean, really, they really like that one. And then the next level up, would be probably a 3.5 out of 5. It's not hot, but it's called Music City Heat. And that one is, it's pretty cool. The label is all Nashville themed. Instead of flames, we use guitar picks to denote three out of five peppers or whatever.
With the Nashville skyline at the bottom. It's a cool looking label.
And it's a red sauce. So yeah, that one's pretty popular because most people like hot sauce, like red sauce.
It's our smokiest sauce as well.
Yeah. Anaheim peppers and Fresno chilies. Mm-hmm. And it's got habanero in there, but not a whole lot, but just enough to kind of give it a little extra heat. Well, I'll tell you about the our two brand new sauces, like literally just launched them on Friday.
Yeah.
Really unique sauces, strawberry Serrano. If you did a Google search, there's a couple of strawberry Serrano sauces out there.
I've only found one.
Yeah, we've got one of them. So, I mean, so the strawberry Serrano pepper is just a fantastic pepper. It's got a decent bit of heat, but this sauce is a 2 out of 5 on the heat scale. Strawberry comes through pretty strong on it, but there's enough heat to make sure you know it's hot sauce. Mm-hmm. And then another one that we just came out with that's our hottest right now probably is a 4 out of 5. It's called Peach Peri Peri. And the Peri Peri is an African bird's eye pepper. And pretty hot. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, that one's going to be, you're going to have a little bit more pepper first and then on the back end, the peach. So yeah, those are kind of the range. And then we also have a seasoning that we make called Nash Dust. And that one you can kind of imagine, how do you describe it, Casey?
Like a salt substitute, you know, instead of your other salt substitute things. It's one that's, I mean, it's base, it has some salt in it, but it's, primarily smoked peppers and garlic as well.
Kind of replaces a lot of it. Like I used to use seasoning salt on everything and that's, mm-hmm. I've replaced it now because it's got a real good smoky, just tastes like smoked peppers.
We've had a lot of people use it as a rub. We got a photo from somebody the other day that used it as a rub on a pork butt before he smoked it.
Sprinkled on popcorn.
Yeah.
It's really, really good on
popcorn.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I think you can put it on anything, right?
Pretty much, man. Yeah. Anything you put salt and pepper on, really.
Yeah.
It's like ketchup. Sure, like ketchup. You can put it on anything, right?
Yeah. You actually mix it in ketchup and make a little bit of heat. We do that with some of ours too. Heat ketchup.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people make hot sauces at home or want to. I mean, is it pretty easy? Like if someone like myself who's never done this or doesn't know much, like if I just played around with some recipes, can you make something on your own or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's very doable. I mean, we'd encourage people to do that. Honestly, it's fun to do. I mean, if you make something terrible, you can make a small batch of, hot sauce really cheaply at your house.
Yeah. If I were to try to do it, I could do it, but it'd probably be pretty terrible. So yeah, I probably have to know a little bit about foods and flavor.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I mean, basically, hot sauce is literally pepper, salt, and vinegar. I mean, that's the gist of it. But when you start adding like smoke to it, and then one of the most famous, I don't know if I can say their names or not, we probably won't, but they age their peppers, they're all barrel aged before they run them through the process, so that's where they pick up their different flavor from.
Well, yeah, it looks like you guys sell all this on your website. I know you may be in a few stores. Is that correct? Are you doing things like farmers markets too? Or tell me about where you guys are at around, White House and around the Nashville area.
Yeah, we actually kind of yes and yes to all that. Yeah. We started, as Casey mentioned, with that first, the first store that said, hey, let us sell it for you. We'll sell it over here. And so, man, we're in, fast forward a few months, we're in 30 different stores. And that kind of goes, we're in a lot around White House. We're in 2 in Portland. So kind of anything from a small coffee shop to a small market to we're even probably one of the most unique is we're in a bakery in town. That's kind of you're going to be using our sauce to make a spicy cupcake. So they sell it there. And then we're in a couple like pizza places that serve it, that people ask for it, they give it to them and then they sell it there as well. A couple local restaurants. We're in a couple of Ace Hardwares, one in Gallatin, one in Hendersonville. We're in
a few wine and spirit stores.
Yeah. Wine and spirits. One we mentioned earlier, the Cool Springs Wines and Spirits right down there in Franklin. That's a big one for us. We're excited about that. And then a couple Cash Savers, small meat shops, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So kind of run the gamut as far as, types of stores that we're in.
Yeah, I mean, you could really be in any type, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd say bookstores, too, but I don't think there are anymore.
That's true, man. No kidding. Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Yeah. Like places that are like, you know, so there's some that are, it's a slam dunk. They sell a lot of food kind of stuff. Others that are like, man, I don't know. Maybe we just have enough people hanging around here that might be interested in hot sauce. So we kind of, we've been able to sell people on trying to expand their lines a little bit of what they offer. And that's been really fun. You know, like a small pharmacy that would, you know, that they were interested in start carrying more local products. It's because we're local, that gets us in a lot of places too.
Exactly. And it looks like, you know, you mentioned Cool Springs Wine and Spirits early on. It looks like you're doing like samples and stuff too for people who come in. And
yeah, we've recently stepped up on doing the samples. Yeah. That's our goal, to get into more places where that we can actually get people to experience it, because and it's fun interacting with people.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the farmer's market. We're getting ready to start. You'll see us over at 12 South and the East Nashville Farmer's Market. We may alternate between those and then also the Franklin Farmer's Market.
Awesome. Well, if you get to the Franklin's Farmer's Market, I'll see you there. So.
Yeah,
we got sweet. You know, there's one down here too in Thompson Station that's pretty pretty popular too. So might be something to look into. Man. But
we'll start you off on the hottest sauce.
Work you down. Yeah, that's right.
You know, this is kind of open-ended question. I mean, question, but you know, where are you guys looking to take this?
I tell Jeremy just about at least once a week, I tell him, hey man, this could crap out tomorrow and I'd still be just as happy. I mean, I've enjoyed the snot out of it. One of my favorite things to do is watch somebody light up whenever they eat something that's good, and to get feedback from people. I mean, obviously, we'd like to keep on growing it and adding more and more sauces and really expanding. And we'd love to get nationwide and be able to support that. Who knows if we can, but I mean, you know, from what we've stepped from, I mean, we don't see it as any sort of limitation.
Yeah, we're both, you know, both kind of coming. It's been a kind of a good mix because we both come to it with good careers already, right? And so we weren't desperate to get started, but we were passionate about it. We're good friends. And so that's been fun to, you know, kind of grow in our friendship too through this. And then also, I mean, we don't have a ceiling as far as short term. I know we're going to be in 50 stores by the end of this year, probably more. And then we're just going to, you know, we just recently brought a guy on to handle finances and that kind of thing for us. So we're actually growing as a business in that respect too.
Is he bald too?
Yes.
Yes.
That's basically the only bona fide occupational qualification. Yeah.
You have to be bald.
So there is hope for you, just so you know.
There's a girl, she's actually going to do some of our events at the farmer's market for us. And that's a qualification. She'll actually have to shave her head.
Be pretty interesting. Yeah.
Well, awesome, guys. I don't want to keep you here any longer, but, you know, most importantly, how can listeners find you guys and find out more about what you guys are doing?
Man, we're, so website, twoheadsheat.com. And then we are on Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So those are the main ways. We're on there quite a bit. And, you know, we do lives, posts, we run specials through there as well, and even do some giveaways on Facebook. So yeah, those are the main ways. And then if anybody has, you know, wants to, you can connect with us on there. And then our email is twoheadshotsauce@gmail.com too. We actually get a handful of questions that come through there as well.
Well, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. You can find the website at 99%localpod.com. While you're there, make sure you catch up on all of those past episodes that you might have missed. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at 99% Local Pod. Leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And the best thing you can possibly do is share the podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, consider contributing to the podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis. All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach Food Pantry in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Well, until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.